Yeah, look, it is. It's a strange one. Usually, you get to celebrate it. You can organise something afterwards, but unfortunately, we couldn't do that this year or yesterday. But I think a few lads went home, kind of celebrated on their own terms with their families and stuff like that. So it's not what you really expect, but it's still nice all the same.
And it is a pity because it is a major competition, and you know, an 11-point win over a team that had beaten you earlier on in the year, like, that's definitely something worth celebrating.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, you know, Fermanagh, they're a good side. They proved that in the first round of the championship, beating us at the very end with a last minute point. So it was good to kind of get our own back on them and beat them. I know it was comfortable enough in the end, but like I said, they're a good side, so it was definitely worth celebrating.
Yeah, they put it up to you. It was a battle there until Andrew Mackin scored a goal. I think it was the 57th minute. That put you 7 points up. And did you start to believe then when that went in?
Yeah, look, Andrew's been fantastic all year. You know, he's been clinical when he gets those opportunities. And I think in the first half, I think he really only got one opportunity and got a fantastic goal as well. So when he got that, you know, you kind of felt the momentum going our way. But at the same time, there was a lot of time left. And, you know, we were kind of thinking back to the day in Darver, the first round again, when they kind of bet us at the last minute. So, you know, we just had to keep going, keep motivating each other. Because as you know, in sport, like, it's never over.
And how would you rate your own performance in the game yesterday? Were you happy enough to come off that pitch? Obviously, you got the result you wanted, but for, you know, the year that's in it, you wanted to end the year with a great performance, and it seems like you did that too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think it was probably our best performance of the year. You know, we've gotten a name over the last year or two of not finishing games great. So I think that was our main focus when we went in at half time, just to kind of keep driving on, keep motivating each other. And we definitely did that, you know, pushing on and winning by 11 points. So it was great to see. Hopefully we can keep this streak up now going into next year as well.
For a team like Louth going up, playing in Croke Park, playing in a major final, to not have the fans there, that must have been a strange experience for you.
Oh, definitely. Like, you know, you step out onto the pitch before the game, before any warm-up or anything is done, and you realise actually how big the stadium Croke Park is, you know. And listen, you know, it would have been nice to have fans there, but unfortunately, with the year that's in us, can't do it. But look, maybe some other time.
Mentioned that you played for the Fife Harriers in the Sarsfield down here in Wexford Town. So how did you end up playing for Louth?
Yeah, so actually ended up moving up to Drogheda there 3 years ago. A job took me up here, so moved up to Drogheda and joined St. Fechins, because they were the only. They were the closest hurling team to me, so I ended up joining them and then played a game or two with them. And Paul McCormick, the Louth manager, rang me and said he was interested in me having me in the panel. So I ended up joining last year and got into the panel, got introduced to everyone, and back again this year. So,
but do you keep following the Wexford hurling?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I know there's Joe O'Connor actually teaches in the same school as myself, so we'd be in constant contact with him, talking to him about us, and asking him how they're getting on. And you know, he can give me a few tips every now and again with stuff like that I can bring to Louth hurling, hopefully.
In fairness, St. Fechins, they're a real sort of coming force in Louth hurling at the minute. You've played in the last six Louth championship finals there, unfortunately lost the last couple there, so it's nice to get one trophy this year anyway.
Listen, absolutely. Yeah, we were beaten in the final the last 3 years, so you know, it's a bit disappointing, but like you said, it's definitely nice to come home with a bit of silverware this year.
And for Louth hurling, you've kind of been up and down between the Nicky Rackard and the Laurie Marr for the last couple of years. Won the Laurie Marr back in 2016, and you know, winning it again this year. So I suppose for next year, it's just about consolidating your place in the Nicky Rackard, and then you know, you never know after that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, it's great to win the Laurie Marr this year, but I think, you know, personally, like, the players we have, the talent we have in the squad, I think we are good enough for the Nicky Rackard, or even more than that, you know. So hopefully we can get a bit of a streak going now, build from this win, and yeah, like you say, consolidate ourselves in Nicky Rackard and take it from there, see what happens.
And would there be any way that Davey could sort of entice you back down to play for Wexford?
I don't know about that now. I think I'm a bit off the pace of Wexford hurling at the moment, so we'll see.
Absolutely, and it is just about, it's not a traditional hurling stronghold. A big win like that, it could, you know, get kids more interested in playing hurling in the likes of Louth, and, you know, that's always a benefit.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. You know, we kind of said to the whole year, listen, we're not Limerick, we're not Galway, we're not Wexford, but we just go out, we love hurling, we play hurling, we play hard, train as much as any of the other guys, you know. So it's always nice to get a win and put kind of Louth hurling on the map a little bit and try get us kickstarted a little bit up here, get younger kids involved and interested in it.